And on the KSRO live line, you know him. He's here on KSRO. George Adair is here, advisor and branch manager at Cross Country Mortgage. Hi, George.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me on this morning. How are you?
I am well, sir, and I'm glad to be talking to you because it seems like everybody and their brother and sister are refinancing right now. It's a craze, isn't it? It's all got to be about the interest rates.
It is a craze. It's about the interest rates. Of course, there's a typical fundamental response that when the stock market does poorly, interest rates go down.
Yeah.
So it creates an opportunity for people to refinance their homes, look at debt consolidation, even look at buying into real estate and getting a home loan at a lower interest rate.
Yeah. And so what are the refinancing rates? I know, you know, they vary by the minute in some regards, but where, sure. What are we looking at right about now?
Well, what might surprise people is we're not at the lowest point as we were, which was actually Monday. And since Monday, we've seen rates increase anywhere from a quarter of a percent to a half of a percent.
Oh.
So people are going to be surprised to hear me say that today's 30-year fixed for sort of the vanilla-type scenario, when now there is no special additives.
Yeah.
30-year fixed conforming is we're seeing people locking rates around 3.375 to 3.625.
Wow.
And that's going to be a shocker. I think a lot of people are thinking I'm going to say 3 to 3.25 because that's where they were last weekend on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, George, the Fed is meeting again next week, and given the economic scenario is projected to drop the mortgage rates another maybe quarter, maybe half percent.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously is going to affect this situation.
It's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect the stock markets more than anything.
Okay.
So what we learned when the Fed did that a week ago, by it caught everyone by surprise, 50 basis points drop. They basically blew through a third of their arsenal of tools to affect the economy.
I see.
And when they did that, people automatically, usually they presume that interest rates for mortgages will follow. I even had a conversation with a financial planner who advised their client, in my opinion, incorrectly, that mortgage rates would follow. And in fact, they went the other way. The reason they go back up is because the market stabilized. The stock market stabilized last week when they did that. But there we go. Interest rates went up.
Yeah, not for long.
Because the news is continuing to give us, you know, more and more hysteria, frankly, you know, hearing about countries closing their border walls.
Right.
You know, yesterday, President Trump, you know, not allowing people from Europe to come here for 30 days. This is freaking people out. So the Fed has another opportunity to try to calm the markets by, of course, taking the federal funds rate down another quarter to a half.
And one of the big questions that people have, George, is at what point does it make a difference to you? You know, for example, you know, at a lower percentage rate, at what point does a homeowner look at their current rate and say, oh, it's time to refinance?
Really great question. It's part of what the loan officer should be counseling or advising each client through. In looking at each person's unique scenario, what I do is look at a break-even point for the cost of the refinance against the benefit of the refinance.
Yeah.
So on average, people have their own sort of, you know, preconceived notion as to what that should be. Some people think, oh, I need to drop 1% or I need to save $200 a month. So we work through each of those questions. But generally, it's what's the cost and how long will it save you to recoup the cost? And will you even own the house by that point? And that's usually about a 2 to 3 year period.
Okay.
At a savings of at least about $150 to $200 a month. If you're not saving that much, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. And also there is the, I would imagine that right about now, the lock-in period of time, the window for that is probably pretty small with things changing as much as they are.
It is. In fact, it's probably already been missed by a lot of people. If you didn't have your loan application already started, you're probably missed the boat for this short term. And I'd like to expand on that because I think that's a really critical question, Pat.
Okay.
Which is, when do I refi? Did I miss it? Will it come back around? And there's a lot of talk right now about interest rates going up when they should be going down. And the reason they're going up is because so many people flooded the mortgage lending marketplace to a capacity that they couldn't meet. So all the lenders, every one of them, even Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored entities, largest buyers of mortgage-backed securities, they all jacked up the margins and slowed the pace of refinancing to nearly the 1/4 to 3/8 increase we saw in the last 2 days. It's an artificial move that I think will come back when the capacity frees up again, capacity being the ability for the lenders to actually fund and close those loans. And then there'll be a vacuum saying, hey, we want more loans. So I think we're going to see in the next 3, maybe 4 weeks, a recycling of the opportunity to refinance.
Okay, very good to know. Very good to know. And you say that, what are the interest rates for outright purchase?
Purchases and refinances are generally the same based on loan-to-value ratio. So one of the biggest factors that gives you an interest rate is how much money you have in equity or how much money you're putting down. So if you're going to put down, say, 20% to 30%, you're going to get an interest rate in the mid-3s right now with a good FICO score. So that's what people can generally expect. But if you're going to put less down, say, 5% or 10%, you're going to have mortgage insurance. And the lenders aren't really excited about those kind of loans at this very moment. So they're actually pricing them a little bit higher into the low 4s again.
Well, it is a very interesting time to be involved in money, that's for sure. What is your normal business day like at this stage, George?
It's a little crazy. It's a little chaotic. Lots of people inquiring about if it's the right time. I want people to be patient. I want my clients to take time, make sure it's the right move. We provide a total cost analysis, so I spend a lot of time educating and consulting. That's really what we're doing right now. And trying to time the market, it's a tough thing, but I do pay attention every morning, every afternoon. I'm checking in with my resources. So I'm doing a lot of consulting right now with clients to give them the good information they need.
Well, I appreciate your educated input on this, George, and you can hear George Adair right here on KSRO. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Pat.
George is a mortgage advisor and branch manager at Cross Country Mortgage, and glad to have him with us because I know there is heavy activity at escrow companies all over Sonoma County with people who want to refinance.